All right. Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right. So, I remembered. I played that song, and then I remembered. The first time I heard that song was the very first time that I broke into spontaneous dance. In other words, maybe up to that point, I didn't allow myself to. Maybe up to that point, I hadn't heard anything that really moved me. Or maybe up to that point, I hadn't been physically and psychologically attuned to dancing. And at that specific moment, it all happened, right? But here's the weird thing about that, to the extent that you're interested. I was mowing a lawn for the mother of a friend of ours, a young girl who's one of my Facebook friends now, Margaret Hansen. Margaret's traveling through Europe right now. And Margaret was my girlfriend once. Very brief time that I completely fucked up. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But at this time, I was only about 11 or 12. This song, Midnight Hour, came out at 65, so I was like 12, 13 years old. And I'm mowing the lawn. And I always brought with me, in those days, every kid brought his little transistor radio. And then as the years went by, the radios got bigger. And now, of course, everybody has their headphones and their fucking iPod or whatever the hell their phone. You know, back then we just had a little transistor radio. And we had it on whatever radio station played Top 40, which was where the rock and roll was. It's also where all the Frank Sinatra was. But it was Top 40, meaning it was the top songs in the country. And generally that meant rock and roll. I'm mowing my fucking lawn, and for the very first time in my life, I forget what station I was listening to, probably KRLA out of Pasadena, that song came on. I never heard it before. And I pushed myself away from that lawnmower, and I started dancing on that fucking driveway. I'll never forget it. Now, I wasn't dancing like I'd lost my mind, and I was aware that there might be people watching me, like maybe from inside the house. So I was like, I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. And I mean, I was, all of a sudden I stopped mowing the lawn and I started to dance. But the funny part of it was, is I was never known as a dancer. Nobody would get my ass on a dance floor, forget it. Because I didn't want to embarrass myself like most guys that don't like to dance. Most chicks today and back then, whenever, like to dance. They know how to dance. They instinctively know how to dance. Chicks know how to dance. Guys instinctively do not necessarily. A lot of guys do, but most guys have been carrying ourselves so rigidly all of our lives to make sure that we're butch and we're macho. And all of a sudden somebody says, shake your ass a little bit, man. And that's, well, what do you mean? That's the area of my body that I've been trying to, you know, indoctrinate into pure heterosexual, you know. And that means stiff. Okay, yeah. You know, but anyway, that day, I couldn't stop it. I couldn't keep it away from me. I couldn't do anything. Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett. So I guess it will always be my, it's one of my favorite records of all time, but it means even more to me than that. It's the day that I busted out of whoever I was and I became whoever I maybe became, or maybe not, I don't know. Years later, I was dancing in Hawaii with Maria. We were married, and we went next door. We were staying there at the Poipu Sheraton in Kauai, which I went back to 2 years ago. I didn't go to that hotel, but I went back to Kauai. I had a great time that first trip. Second time, I couldn't stand it. I hated Poipu Beach, that's for sure. I didn't like anywhere that I went in Kauai. It was too fucking, something about it was too tourista. I, maybe it was because people had told me it was such a paradise and it turned out to be just a goddamn tour. I don't know, but years later we were dancing at the Sheraton, or excuse me, we were dancing next door at the Ritz-Carlton. And I remember looking at her feet because I wanted to figure out what it was that women knew that guys didn't know, you know? And I didn't know that Maria, she was a good dancer, but she was definitely her own, anybody that's a good dancer, I guess they make up their own steps, you know? They just, as people say, you know, they do their thing in their own time. So I watched her feet. I watched to see what is she doing with those feet? What is it, you know? And I'm looking over at the monitor here because I want to show you guys something. Everything is cockeyed here. Now, this little box right here that I'm pointing directly at, that's our new TriCaster. It's a TriCaster Mini. You can't really see the wording on it, but that's what it says, TriCaster Mini. That's how big it is. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. The TriCaster we have under the desk here is about like that. It's huge, and it needs, and it has, it's mechanical. It has a few moving parts. This sucker is all digital all the time, you know. And here is going to be the new screen for it. The old TriCaster screen that you guys may have seen before is over to my far left here and will be used as an audio computer. Dig that, huh? So we're just getting it fine-tuned and set up. It should be ready for Friday night. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a streaming. I'm going to do something I probably shouldn't tell you because you know me. I'm always getting these fucking ideas and I tell you about them and then I never do them. I want to do a marathon stream. I'm looking at this one fighter here. This poor kid is just tired. I don't know what his name is, but he was listening to the instructions. He was saying, right, okay, I got it. He's taking all these deep breaths. Poor kid looks like he's... I don't know what this kid's name is. He looks a lot smaller than... Show you. Right here on screen right here. The kid on the left in the gray trunks. You know, he's stalking this guy. Tecate beer, man. What weight division is this, I wonder? Welder? Welder weights? Are they heavy? Are they light heavy? I don't know, man. Are they light heavy or cruiser weight, you know? Mm-mm. You guys got to be middleweight, welder weight. 2 of 12, Christ. 12 times 3 is 36 minutes. 36 minutes of boxing. Doesn't seem like a long time. Goddamn. That takes a toll. 3-minute rounds. Can you imagine in the old days they used to go, long before there was the rules, the boxing commissions you have, etc., such as they are, you had 30-round fights, 40-round fights, until some guy died. That's what they fought. They fought till somebody dropped.
It's nuts. You know, as I said to Carl the other day...
Who's Carl?
Carl's my husband. And I said, Carl, what the fuck is going on around here anyway? You know, and he wouldn't answer me. He never does, but...
I see.
What's with you? They all...
I see. Well, I'm just listening to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do that, homeboy. Meanwhile, I...
Meanwhile, you're gonna...
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour.
Might as well show you what I'm... I would show you on the camera. Now, what's the deal? Is that number... Oh, yeah, there is number 3. I had to just point... I had to just use this fucking camera here. For.
I'm going to wait till the midnight... Walking up the King's Highway.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, well.
Yeah. There's the prize fight channel. That ain't bad. Not a bad picture. A little dark there on the right, but it's dark that way anyway.
Oh, it's a highway to...
Oh, it's a highway. Quicken Loans. I wonder if this is the sponsor. I wonder if they're, well, obviously it's the sponsor, but I wonder if they're not, this isn't from Cleveland, is it? You know the old Quicken Loans, the old Quicken Loans Arena?
Huh? Huh? You think it's, no? Okay.
Phew. Man, oh man. All right, man, let's see. While we watch the fight, Phil will do his thing here, man. Shit. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, Art Griego. La-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. The guy on the left was the guy I was looking at. He looked just exhausted as he was paying attention to his trainer. Alvarez is this kid on the right. Middleweight world championship, it is. It's the middleweight world championship, and he's fighting a Russian. Well, I don't know. Who's the Russian? The left or the right? I'm assuming the kid on the right is the Hispanic fighter, and the guy on the left is the Rusky. But I could be very wrong. You know, mid-Asian Russians look an awful lot like this gentleman here on the left. And the guy on the right could be very much Hispanic. A lot of redhead Hispanic cats, man. So, Hublot. Da 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 dee dee. Do doodle doo doo. GGG. Plus, the kid on the left speaks English. And I say that because I was reading his lips. And, I would tend to think he's obviously American. And the Hispanic name indicates that he's American. Well, why would you say that, Phil? I don't know. Why would you assume that the name Smith is American? Could be British. Well, I mean, that's being kind of racist, isn't it? That's right. Sure. So you admit it? Yeah, I do. Art Griego. Let's see what else I got here, man. Oh, where's my fucking phone, motherfuckers? Come on now, don't fuck me. There, baby. There it is. And of course I didn't bring that. So I'm going to have to... This is probably going to run out of juice halfway through the show. What's this? My sister? Sunday at 2. Today is what, Tuesday? Marianne is in... She is in... Arkansas. She says to me, that's a 2-day trip. I said, no, it ain't, man. She goes, I've done it. I said, I got news for you. Because I've done it too. I ain't never done. Not driving by myself, I haven't. I've never gone across the United States in 2 fucking days, ever. I heard a couple of buddies of mine did it. 3 friends of mine did it in under 48 hours from Orlando to LA, but they were just rotating drivers. They never, you know, they never stopped except for gas and whatever they could eat out of the machines, you know, the goddamn candy machines and shit. Those are the days. You know what they were going back for? They left Orlando to go back to L.A. to watch the Miami. They wanted to get back to L.A. by Sunday for the Miami-Oakland Raider game. Miami Dolphin-Oakland Raider game, which was the Sea of Hands game. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. The Sea of Hands game is a famous... Kenny Stabler falling forward, lofts a pass into the near side of the end zone, and it's caught by Clarence Davis in this sea of Raider hands and just a couple Dolphin hands, or excuse me, a sea of Dolphin hands and 2 Raider hands. I think it was something like that. But there was this sea of hands, and Clarence Davis grabs it. And it was a playoff game. Everybody was a Raider fan back in those days. I didn't become a Dolphin fan until I moved to Miami. I was, you know, when I was in Orlando in those days, it was the early 70s, mid-70s, I was still a California sports team fan. So I remember getting a purse. Some chick hit me over the head with my purse. She took my purse. Now, she hit me over the head with her purse when the Dodgers and the Oakland A's were playing 74 series. I'm in a bar in Orlando rooting for the Dodgers, and I get belted over the head with a purse. What the fuck? So I had to take her outside and beat her up. No, I got laughed at. Here's the kid here that I was looking at. You can see him acknowledging his manager's instructions. He's with it. He's attached to giving him ice. He sure is fucking winded. Christ. Yeah, see, look at that. He leaned in and took that fucking punch. guy with an uppercut just hit him flush, man. He's trying to counter. You're going to counter punch. Make sure you don't necessarily take the full brunt of the guy's fucking punch. They are in, I don't know where they are. Looks like the States, I believe. Vegas? T-Mobile Arena. Where's that? All right, enough of this shit. All right, man. Art, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great. Art Griego here. I have battled, and I don't think I've been, I've battled off and on a drinking problem. Down for the years, but I don't think it's ever affected my flying.
Are you saying your drinking's never affected your flying?
No, it's never affected my flying. Well, what I do is I get on, and I was reading out loud the book Fear, and I was reading, and Donald Trump is in the White House today. Well, my co-pilot is a guy by the name of Ed Clendenin. My co-pilot is a guy by the name of... Ray Wepler.
Who?
Ray Wepler.
Ray Wepler.
Yeah, and I'm reading, and he said, would you please not do that? I said, I'm sorry, but I've got to because I retain it. And so Donald Trump that day, I'm reading out loud, yeah.
Well, that's going to bug a guy.
It did bug him, and I apologized. I don't know. I'm wondering...
Oh, good. Don't you love it when you see Category 4, Hurricane Florence, likely to stall and pound the Carolinas? So here we are again. Now, who was it last year? Was it Jay Santos? Who said that he didn't like the idea that... we just did the show yesterday.
Here we are again. It's going to pound Carolina.
Multiple threats, but lands of sight and powerful wind, Florence, inundate the Carolinas and Virginia. Five massive overreactions in the week of NFL. Bernie Sanders and Levi loses. Trump struggles to embrace consoler-in-chief role. Pays sober visit to 9/11 after Russia tweets and fist pumps. Trump wins lawsuit filed by campaign protesters. Court hands Trump a victory in lawsuit by campaign protesters. Interesting. A federal appeals attorney shot down a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. Alleged abuse, protesters say they received a campaign rally in 2016 after he repeatedly urged the crowd to get him out of here. Two of the three judges on the appellate panel said Trump's call to oust the demonstrators was protected by First Amendment because he did not explicitly call for anyone to do something illegal. In the ears of some supporters, Trump's words may have had a tendency to elicit a physical response in the event of a disrupted protest refused to leave, but they did not specifically advocate that response, Judge McKeague wrote in the thing to the Dean. As to how the offensive words were said, we know most relevantly by plaintiff's own allegations that the words were accompanied by the admonition, don't hurt him. That this undercuts the alleged violence-inciting sense of Trump's words can hardly be denied. McKeague said Trump was protected by a 2015 ruling, which the Sixth Circuit held that a Christian evangelical group's anti-Muslim protest was constitutionally protected, even though it seemed likely to provoke an angry reaction from attendees at an Arab festival in Detroit. Very interesting.
But hardly unexpected.
La-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di. All right. I guess we've seen enough of the fight, huh? Jeez. Oh, that's right. We moved the printer behind. We had the printer over to the left. Now it's behind me. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. Don't worry about it, man. I'm going to be singing me a lot of gospel tunes. Look at this, man. This is our new printer. I love this fucking thing. It's good for 3 years, prints color, okay, but it's a three-year ink something. What is it? Is it ink? It's a laser print. I don't know, but I love this goddamn printer. I love this fucking printer. It's no goddamn bullshit with the cartridges and all that shit. 1 3-year stretch, and then you And I'm going to have to find out exactly what's up with this printer, but, yeah.
Huh? You're going to love that.
It's a brother. I love the brother printers. I'm a big user of their products. I love them. Brother printers and everything. All right, what time we got here, man? Because I don't want to get hung up like I did. 20. Are you kidding? What in the fuck is the deal? I'm going to do a longer fucking pre-show or something. God damn it. Fucking unreal. One of the things you should do, and Facebook provides this, it tells you if a newspaper or a news site leans left or leans right. Like Vox is a left-leaning, and I understand that their editorial stance may be left-leaning. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad news site. If you report the news in one area and you have an editorial view in your editorial pages and you keep the two separate, that is not necessarily a bad thing. Some newspapers are liberal, some are conservative, as long as your news is straight down the middle, right? But point is, nowadays, everybody wets themselves. You say, Vox, oh, they're liberal. Because their editorial page is liberal, it doesn't mean that they're misreporting the news. However, I just avoid it. I just go with whoever is the most respected. So this story on Vox that Trump sank in 8 polls, I've avoided it because it is a notoriously editorially leaning liberal site. But no question, Trump's polls, his poll numbers are down. But the Pope is flipping people out, man. Caviar pancakes. Oh, pancakes with caviar. Jesus. I guess I got to get me a new phone. Oh, God. Sally Field sexually abused by stepfather. Let's move his investigation. CBS can disclose the findings. U.S. umpires in your country, do not worry about me. Raiders report bringing back Marcus Bryant, a one-year deal. Next to David Wright's comeback, try and meet with Mets brass. Single game mute. All right, man. What was that? Let a goddamn... Let me see what's going on here with the mail. No. This is 2 p.m. Characters Garfield and Jonas sound alikes. Please match the attached audio tracks as closely as possible to the characters of Chopper's Captain. So no voice match required. Where is this, man? Okay. And this is by 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
What?
Okay, I guess I understand now. I understand now, but I didn't.
Final score. Adelaide Bird. What is this? This kid looks no worse for the wear, you know? That's the funny thing about it. He's taking all these shots. He doesn't look any worse for the wear. He still looks kind of fresh on it. This guy, they both do. Is the fight over? Or is this the last round? Jesus Christ. Oh, round eight. Yeah, they both look like they're doing fine. Kid's got some energy here. Don't. Oh, no, I see this guy. Yeah, this guy's tiring out here. Our boy on the left. Our boy on the left. All right, well, just trying to figure out something for Art Griego here. Just trying to figure out something. Oh, no. Come on now, brother. Come on, baby. Don't fuck with me. Now, what do we got here, man? Have we got, what is it? CarCast? Is that, yeah. Hey, man, let's go. Open the fucking page up. God damn. Right. Pain in the ass? Yeah, it's got missing fonts. Good for you, okay? The fuck is this? Testing 1, 2, 3. Come on, motherfucker.
Take one.
Testing.
It's Art Griego. Hey, Phil, how you doing? Art Griego here. Well, I just felt that it was important for me to have... Yeah, Phil, it's important for me to have a presence, I think. More than anything else. And to that end...
You wanted to have a presence.
Yeah, I felt...
Art, Steve, and... Okay. Art, Steve, and... Binga. Art Griego. Is the airport, Santa Monica Airport. And Steve Bozell. And Larry Grover. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Where are we at? Here we go. Oh, shit. What'd you just do? Fuck. Okay, man, I want to do this. Print this piece of shit. Rock and roll, man. There we go. All right, now. Where's my motherfucking... There's my motherfucking... Here's my motherfucking thing. Right on.